sometimes. What do you call the inside part of the egg?
The yolk.
Mm-hmm. And what color would it be?
Yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what are some of the different ways you can prepare eggs?
Oh, you can scramble them, you can fry them, mm-hmm. you can poach them, you can boil them.
Now, how do you poach eggs?
With butter.
Mm-hmm.
Let it get hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you crack the egg in the cup.
Mm-hmm.
And steam it for to your consistency.
Mm-hmm.
If you like real runny, which I don't, or whether you like them firm,
mm-hmm.
and they call them, I think, 3 minute, 5 minute, or 10 minute eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 minutes is always wrong for me.
You have a special name for fat salt pork.
White meat?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I call it too.
Right.
And let's see. You mentioned bacon before. Do you have any different kinds of bacon?
Canadian bacon,
mm-hmm.
one, and pork bacon,
mm-hmm.
another. And I do believe, now I cannot vouch for this because I've never mm-hmm. tried it. I think they have some beef bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these things, I'm sure, are synthetics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man-made and all of this thing for all of these people on these diets and everything. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And your doctor's going to put you on one too, I bet.
if you want to get some meat, and you didn't go to a grocery store, you might go to a... Who would cut it off?
A butcher.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, this meat has been kept too long, it's already...
Wait a minute. It has been kept too long.
Mm-hmm. So it's...
Spoiled.
Mm-hmm. And what about butter that had been kept too long? Now, would you call it... Would it be spoiled too?
Or it'll be salty.
Salty.
Mm-hmm. Very salty.
Mm-hmm.
If you freeze it, it's going to be salty too.
Yeah. You talked earlier about scrapple and so forth in South. Is it souse? Is that made from the head cheese of the hog?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever have a dish that's prepared by cooking and grinding up and cooking the hog liver?
No. Because I don't like pork liver, so I'm sure I'd eat it.
Yeah. Again, something you probably didn't have. Did you ever have anything made out of the blood of the hog? English eels, blood puddings, you know, stuff like that. I wouldn't put my mouth near that.
I know! I wouldn't even want to look at it, probably.
But evidently they do. Let's see. Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is a... You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's not buttermilk, because buttermilk is a milk.
You ever call it clabber milk?
Clabber milk, right, curdle, uh-huh, because I don't like buttermilk, but I do love buttermilk cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
I like buttermilk biscuits,
mm-hmm.
and if I can ever keep out enough all right milk,
mm-hmm.
from my family,
mm-hmm.
I'll let some of it set out and curdle,
mm-hmm.
so I can use it.
What do you usually use it for?
For making pancakes. Well, pancakes too. And cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
And making, something else I said, cornbread, biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you ever have a kind of cheese that's made from it? The cheese is usually white, and usually, people on diets eat it sometimes with fruit. Kind of white. It comes in a little container like that.
Mm.